Haskell, Brother and Sister, St. Helena, California, June 15, 1906. Dear Brother and Sister Haskell, I have not forgotten you. I read your last encouraging letter with much thankfulness to God. I am pressed with work. We are trying to get matters into print as soon as possible, that we may be prepared for what the enemy is planning to do. The influenza is still upon me, and my brain is so weary at times that I can scarcely do anything. But notwithstanding all this, I continue writing. I am believing all the time that the Lord will work in your behalf and will open the way before you. I have just received a letter from Brother William Simpson. He writes of his plan to go to another place. Would it be well to invite him to take hold, in his special way, in the city of Redlands? He speaks in the evening. You could carry on your meetings of instruction just the same, and after the people were once aroused, the truth would reach many. I have been thinking of how it used to be when the loud cry of the first angel's message was given in Portland and in the city of Boston. These efforts were followed up with continuous work similar to that which you, Elder Haskell, and Sister Haskell, and your helpers are doing. This work is indeed the Lord's work. You will counsel with those in whom you have confidence. Elder Taylor has returned from Battle Creek. He is free to state that all I have expressed in regard to the situation spiritually in the Battle Creek Sanitarium is the truth. He declares that warnings against the dangers which beset the youth who go to Battle Creek are not at all exaggerated. The influence exerted upon them there is sorely detrimental. He will tell you all these things himself. I have thought that the very best thing that Elder Taylor could do would be to link up with Brother and Sister Haskell. If he were to connect with you in the work, you will have one who will not be drawn a second time into the dangerous atmosphere at Battle Creek. And yet there are those who will place all the blame upon the ones who have stood faithful to the truth and to duty. Dr. Kellogg controls the voice of Elder Jones and will use him as his mouthpiece. My prayer is, O God, open Thou the blind eyes, that they may see, and the ears of the deaf, that they may hear and become humble. I have messages, but have not the strength to write them out. My brain is weary. Be of good courage in the Lord. Watchfulness, prayer, and the exaltation of the truth, this is our work. At times I stop and think I can go no further. Then I gather up the broken threads and go forward until another period comes. Again I would say, be of good courage in the Lord. Tell every worker that he is the property of Christ. Let Christ stamp his signature of voluntary surrender upon every power, every capability, every affection. We are to be Christ's steadfast, humble servants. It is our privilege to be wholly the Lord's. Now you need not measure your letters by the short letters I write. The Lord be with you. In love.